they had, everybody had.
Good.
Yep.
Go sit down, kid. Come on, kid.
Well, no, I went on a field trip today, got completely carsick on the bus right there, and then made it through the field trip, bus ride back, completely carsick again, so I'm out. But I will do my best.
Do you need water or something? Anthony, do you need some water?
No, I'm good. I downed a bunch of water.
You're not spreading anything.
No.
That's the main reason.
Just carsickness. It had to be on a field trip, but it was a chance.
I don't know if she's sick.
Oh, Jody.
On Jody and Jeff.
Oh, I have to call.
You know what to do? I'll just follow this.
You know how to follow? You know how to follow. You're gonna do it.
We're about five.
Do you have an agenda?
You did last time, didn't you?
Yep.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, yeah, you sound great.
No, it was just, I swear, I promise.
I know.
Don't leave your under arrest.
So.
We gotta wait for it.
Just a little.
No, it's fine.
I wouldn't have started it right at four.
Okay.
Do you still have time?
Yes, she just started it.
So let's call this meeting to order.
Debbie Keys is back.
Can we start with the Pledge of Allegiance?
Yep.
Pledge of Allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And if you were in a classroom, you'd sing. We make them sing what they want to sing or not.
Commissioner Blake?
Here.
Commissioner Buckley? Commissioner Quebec?
Here.
Commissioner Frank? Commissioner Henderson? Commissioner Taub?
Here.
Commissioner Saar?
Here.
Commissioner Hackman?
Here.
Okay, and I did receive a phone call from the chairperson, Jody Buckley, and she had another commitment and not attend.
Are there any public comments?
Yes. three. Paige Miller.
Hi, Paige Miller. Actually, I spoke at the April 3rd meeting of the City Council, mentioned to them and recapped. I don't know if you watch the City Council meetings or if you are attending in person, which would be a really great idea. On the March 20th meeting at 11:45 p.m. at nighttime, the mayor had instructed the city manager to put the agenda item to a request for a proposal to the Riverside. They bypassed you completely. I told the City Council and the mayor that night, I said, number one, you owe every commissioner an apology for their time and their commitment and their interest in this. And number two, if you have no relevance, they basically told you you're irrelevant, that perhaps you should not be meeting any further. And I think you need to make some real strong statements and decide as a commission that perhaps a letter and deliver it in person with several of you there at the next City Council meeting, what your questions are of the city manager that they have now barred from the meetings, I guess. Is that $600,000 to $700,000 still there? Yesterday at Riverside, yes. I guess they did decide, the supervisors put it back in the city of San Bernardino. So now we're back to square one again. So really would, if there's viable nonprofits out there, you need to be interviewing them. If they're coming forward, getting your opinion in writing and sending that forth. Honestly, the government should not be involved in the, they can't handle, they don't have the business acumen, they don't have the knowledge to handle something like this. So you need the rescue groups and the people who've actually worked in this profession, either partnering or deciding something, whatever your opinion as the commissioner should be. Also suggested that if they were going to get rid of the shelter, that $600,000 or $700,000 that's allocated for the money, you need to be on them. You need to suggest, as I did perhaps, to take that money and give it, not give it, but allocate to perhaps Daisy's Hope Foundation, that have a center, a resource center they've already established at the San Bernardino International Airport. They have spay-neuter mobiles. They have a more aggressive plan on the front end, trying to get the spay-neuters out there. You need to be more vocal and more insistent. Otherwise, your time is wasted completely. You also need to, if this commission chooses, you actually gave everybody till June to get those RFPs out, and now it's been like this. If you need to meet every week, you're a body. You're a commission body. Call a special meeting. Own your authority. I know that you are not a policymaker, but your opinion should count. And if you have missed the outpouring of support on this issue from people who actually volunteered the shelter, who have a tremendous concern about this, the city council meeting has been packed. This issue, is that me? Okay. Anyway, please move forward and get some answers from the city manager, the mayor, and council, because you have certainly been disrespected.
Thank you.
There's two more.
Sean Kelly?
That's me. I came to the meeting today because Commissioner Sauer, I talked to her for a few minutes at the Del Rosa Neighborhood Association, and she invited me down here to speak. All I want to say is I'm glad Riverside had the sense to table the contract for right now. I know they're looking for a longer contract because if they're hiring more people, they want to make sure that they're not just hiring them in vain. And I don't know if they're looking for more money or not, but it may be something you guys want to investigate to see if they extend the contract, how much more is it going to cost us citizens in the long run. Also, I would like to see more public information out for the public instead of just the rumors out there. The police department, I've seen put out statements every once in a while, but the rumor mill out there is really horrible on Facebook and Nextdoor and stuff. I would like to see something more positive or more informative, I want to say, to the public, because at this point everybody's looking at each other as like, what's going on? I appreciate everything that you guys have done. You've done a lot of work, and I wish you the best. I mean, I hope you can advise the city council wisely on what to do next with this whole thing. I really do appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. Steve Miller.
Hi. I've been volunteering at your shelter for the last 5 years, working with the dogs. And I wanted to see about starting a training program there for the shelter dogs. It'd be basic obedience and leash training. I've already been talking to trainers willing to give time. I've got volunteers willing to be the handlers during the training sessions. It would be group training sessions. I was thinking about 10 dogs per session. And we could start off slow, but I'd like to see it go at least 4 days a week. Each dog, you would figure 10 dogs per session, per group, getting two sessions a week. For normally when you do, I've done a lot of group training sessions with rescue dogs, you'll sign up for a 6-week package. So give those dogs at least 6 sessions. And if they need a little more, I mean, they can keep going. But I just think it would be a win-win for everybody, and it could expand from there. You could do all kinds of stuff. You know, I've talked to the trainers, and I told them what I wanted to do. Basically, a session would be an hour training session, and then a short pack walk. With those dogs, you would go out the back of the shelter, down to Chandler, up to East Street, cross back over to Chandler, and back to the shelter. And it would be roughly hour and a half, 2 hours per session. So I just thought, I was talking to Angela, I thought I would start here, and if you're on board, then I would take it to the city council and see if we can get something going. Like I said, it's a win-win. It'll benefit the dogs, it'll get them out of the kennels, relieve their kennel stress, their kennel aggression. It'll make them more adoptable for the owners. And even if, say, if the dog was in the training group and they came in and got adopted, okay, hey, this is your dog. Join this training group. Finish it out. Work with your dog. Get the training in. And like I said, it's all free. So as far as I'm concerned, if they wanted to keep going, I don't really care. They could stay there, and if they had a problem with their dog and the training is still going, bring your dog back. Don't turn it in. Bring it back. Let's work with this dog and get it so that everything is going good in the home. So that's about it. If you guys like to say, if you get on board, Angela can let me know, and then I will be glad to take it to the city council and see what happens from there. Thank you.
Thank you.
So now we move to the consent calendar. And approval of the minutes from last month.
I move we approve the minutes as written.
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. So minutes are approved. And number two, receive and file correspondences. Were there any correspondences that were sent?
No.
Would that include any emails? Anything that anyone would email directly to you or?
Yeah, well, if we get something, okay. We submit it to the commission.
Okay. So subcommittee update for nonprofit organization proposals. I know. I guess. Yeah. Our.
There's been nothing submitted. I don't think.
Right.
I mean, I can look at.
That subcommittee has just sort of been on hold ever since everything has happened. But I feel like we were going in a good direction. In that regard. But I think at this point, is that a subcommittee that is still, that should still be in place? Could the subcommittee maybe be reworked?
You could dissolve. You could dissolve and reform the subcommittee at a later date if needed.
That's a good idea. Dissolve it because I don't know how it fit in with the pattern that's going now.
Mm-hmm. I would suggest keeping it on the couple months and just see what happens. It's easier,
yeah,
I think,
yeah,
to keep it there.
We're going to need to have more information as to what's going on before we do a subcommittee.
Well, I think we bring it back one meeting. We couldn't deal with it until the next.
We would set subcommittee in.
You know,
our title would be.
Yeah, that's all.
Yeah, so that's my suggestion. If you're with other people.
No, we should just keep it on just in case the council does say, oh, hey, send it back to commission, and they can just start interviewing people. Then we already have it.
I don't see a downside to that. So that's totally up to you guys.
Oh, we didn't make a motion.
Enacted till needed.
Okay. At this point, the work that we were doing prior is just shelved.
It's kind of on hold. Yeah.
Okay.
But it's on hold, yeah.
But
okay.
It's in the committee.
So even though there will be a placeholder for it on the agenda, you just, if there's nothing in your report, you just state there's nothing in your report, move on to the next item.
So, move on to subcommittee update shelter visits.
Same thing.
I feel like we're in a holding pattern with all the back and forth and confusion. I haven't visited any outside shelters in the last. Yeah. If anyone else has?
Sure.
Has anyone been to the San Bernardino City Shelter lately? I just do quick run-ins and out. Okay. And then So moving on to number five, captain's report.
All right, total intake for April of 2019 was 717 animals versus 488 for the month prior and 733 for the year prior. Licensing revenue was $12,665 versus $14,265 for the prior month and $16,915 for the prior year. And the euthanasia total for the month was 169 versus 115 the prior month and 91 the prior year. The only other thing I have to report on is just an update. As I'm sure most of you are aware, that the Board of Supervisors in Riverside yesterday tabled the contract item with the city, and so we're kind of in a holding pattern as well.
Tabled until what?
It's just tabled
indefinitely until it's brought back.
So staff is kind of in a holding pattern as well. But once we have something to report to you guys, we'll bring it back.
So you're still running the, not you personally, but
sure.
The
police department is still running the shelter.
Still operating the shelter, correct.
If it wasn't, who would it be?
If it wasn't the police department? And you're saying if it wasn't the police department and it wasn't contracted?
Correct. At least right.
As far as others, are you asking in the context of other city departments that would run it?
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know, because there's no other city department that's equipped to run it. So that's part of the challenge.
It had its own director at one point. And it was its own department at one point.
Yeah.
So
but it had its own, it was funded in a way that it had its own administrative support, and all that's been eviscerated with budget cuts.
When it was its own entity, what were the positions that existed? Was it a management position at the shelter? And then
it was actually a director's position. So there was a department director for the shelter. And then there was, they had an operations manager and a more robust administrative staff.
And they didn't fall within any certain sector?
They were their own standalone department.
And who did they report to?
The city manager. Just like the other departments, just like Public Works, the police department, fire department, they were their own standalone department.
And that would be, if it did move back to that, it would require hiring at least a director.
Mm-hmm. The director and the administrative staff, all the support staff that would go with operating an independent department.
Okay.
This is a hypothetical question.
Sure.
Yeah. Had none of this happened and so forth, and we removed on administrative leave the I don't know if he was a director, I don't know what the word was for it, the guy who ran the shelter, were you going to look for somebody to run the shelter? I know you pointed out.
Restate your question.
It's a hypothetical question.
Sure.
The police department's not in the shelter now. We had, again, I don't know what his title was, director?
Manager.
Okay. He was removed. Were you going to, if we were going to continue that, would you look for a manager for the shelter, or would you keep it under having a police person? I forget what his rank was, but the police person. This is hypothetical.
It's a hard. I understand the question. So your question is, if the police department were going to keep the shelter,
right,
would it be preferable to have a civilian manager versus a police lieutenant?
Right.
Be preferable to have a civilian manager.
Okay. Yeah.
And you do have that position listed on your.
That position still exists.
Okay.
In terms of tabling, Riverside table, my understanding too was.
Actually, I don't know that it was formally tabled. It just
didn't
receive a motion.
Yeah.
So it just died as an item.
That's different than tabling.
Yes, you're correct.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Because it just can't be back on. I mean, tabling, you can always pull it forward. When it's not tabled, you have to start over again.
Oh, okay. It sounded to me from what I read that they want the full year, so they wanted Simmer to give everyone until June.
They being who? The board?
Riverside. Yes.
Riverside.
The board didn't take a position, a formal position. Some of the supervisors, you know, gave their various opinions or their perspective on things, but there was no, the board didn't take a position and say, we want San Bernardino to do X, or this is our expectation. It was not presented in that fashion.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Did City of San Bernardino have a representative down there at that meeting?
Yeah, I was there.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you were. I'm assuming this was unexpected on our part in the City of San Bernardino?
No, it wasn't unexpected. When the council gave direction to the city manager to enter, to negotiate a contract with Riverside, this is part of that process. The contract
okay,
is
but
negotiated.
The way they,
and
then
the
I'm
board
assuming,
has to ratify its own contract.
Okay, but I'm assuming we accepted or expected that they would accept the proposal.
Correct.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
So
it was their proposal.
It was their proposal.
Right.
And
but I haven't seen a governing body reject their own proposal before.
But it wasn't necessarily rejected, but just wasn't put to
just,
motion.
Just
to
wasn't
on.
It wasn't accepted.
Yeah. Okay.
That would be more
okay.
accurate.
Is the next step what? Reissuing the
yeah,
old RFP?
That next step is what I can't answer right now because we have not. You know, this just happened yesterday,
uh-huh.
and so staff has yet to reconvene
sure.
and discuss next steps.
The paper did a pretty good article on it, too.
That was where I thought I read the going back to June thing, but
it was a shock to a whole lot.
It was a shock
many people.
To the whole to
and
people.
A shock
and
all surprise.
Yeah. Where does that leave us?
Well, it leaves us where we still have a kind of a tough situation at the shelter. We still have major funding issues, but not just with shelter across the city right now. So all departments are facing cuts right now. So shelter, if we keep it, it'll be facing cuts on top of its already abysmal state.
Yes. Yeah. So who's managing them?
The shelter?
Yeah.
Still Lieutenant McCumber.
Still the same?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the staff is remaining the same?
Correct.
Okay.
Yep. Everything's status quo for now.
And the confusion, can hiring still take place, or are they at a point where they feel like they...
I don't know yet because we're in a cutting posture across the city. I don't know, so I'm just not in. I'm not saying yes or no. I'm just not in a position to answer that
sure.
question. I know that in the police department, we're looking at cuts right now within the department itself. So we're not necessarily in a position to.
You
start
had like 20 some vacancies or something, didn't you?
Well, we have well over 100 vacancies from where we were at our peak strength. But yeah, we had narrowed our vacancy rate to about 12 officers recently,
okay.
which we were going to fill in July, but we didn't fill those conditions back.
So what do we expect that's going to happen next? What are all of us going to look for?
You know, I apologize, but I really don't have a lot to offer you on that, on the outlook at
no.
this point, because I don't know myself.
No, I'm sure you don't.
We're all kind of in limbo.
No. Was it a big shock to the city council, or was it?
I don't know what the council's perspective is on it. Like I mentioned a while ago, I've never seen an organization not accept their own proposal before, so I don't know what kind
yeah.
of communication was taking place over at Riverside, but we'll figure it out.
Now, is there a chance that Riverside will change their mind? Or was there any opening left?
I don't know.
You don't know that? Okay.
My hunch is, though, if they didn't accept anything, it would have to start at the very beginning with either they're making a proposal back to us or us making a proposal
to
them.
Well, I don't know that I have a clear idea on what the concerns are at
right.
this point.
Right.
You know, why there wasn't a motion. You know, I don't know if that's...
Who runs the shelter over there? What department? Is that a separate
It's
department?
A standalone department,
a
like ours used to
department
be.
Department of Animal Control?
Riverside County Department of Animal
okay.
Services.
And, but it's county, correct?
County.
Okay.
Yep. City of Riverside contracts
with
county of Riverside.
Right.
Yep.
Were you there at the meeting when the decision was made by Riverside?
Yes.
Okay.
But a decision wasn't made by Riverside.
Well, a decision not to make a decision.
Yeah.
Yeah, a decision not to make a decision, yeah.
Well, to each other, as a commission, is there anything moving forward that anyone would recommend that we do or recommend that we...
Good. That's the question I was going to ask. What do you recommend for us?
I don't have a recommendation for you guys at this point because I don't know what our next steps are going to be. You know, as that gets sorted out in the next week or two, or, you know, as I have a better idea where we're going and what role the commission, you know, might play in advising that, then, you know, then
right.
We'll bring that back to you guys and let you know where we think this, you know, this program is going to go.
Do any of you have
any advice for us? Keep our mouths shut or
no.
Keep our ears open?
Keep your ears open.
I think the rumors are very online, social media comments, rumors, things that are being posted are very damaging. And what bothers me is there's so much misinformation that's being posted, and then it's believed as fact, and then it snowballs out of control. So I know, I forget your name. I know you had mentioned some kind of a communication. I don't even know if it would be like an Animal Commission Facebook page. Something to get information out, although we would probably be attacked nonstop and told that we're lying, but it still maybe could be a place to clarify.
Well, I know the police department is,
yeah, we,
is doing,
you know, we,
it on their
we
page.
Clarify.
Yeah.
We don't respond to every, because, you know, these people, they lie all
I
day
know
long
that the,
on social media. We're not
right.
going to get baited in.
Right.
To responding to everything,
no,
but
no.
As we see, you
know
a particular lie start to
right.
start to spread,
when newspapers start picking it up,
I know that
then we will respond and clarify.
PD does do every now and then when it gets out of control. Police department will do a
press release,
yeah.
Correct.
But I think that's usually reacting to a problem that's already exploded. If there was some way to at least try to communicate before those problems, even though it probably wouldn't make any, could possibly make no difference at all. I have people that are claiming that they've never heard of, you know, the intake center. They've never heard of a lot of the work that we were doing prior. And then I think, too, part of the confusion with Councilwoman Ibarra when she put out the RFP was she didn't know that we were working on the, you know, our subcommittee with nonprofits that we had put out a proposal. So just something to at least try to communicate more, get the word out. I think it can be damaging because it's true. I was talking to Sadie Albers about it, and she said no matter what she posts to clarify things, people are always going to assume the city's lying. They're always going to assume the press releases PD are putting out are.
Well, when you say people,
I'm talking, it's online, the online presence, which is very, it sounds like, oh, that's just social media, but it has become such a powerful force.
Yeah, no, I understand.
That's become damaging.
But it's generally, you know, it's the same people that come to the council meetings, you know, on a frequent basis, and it's largely a disingenuous group. I mean, I can tell you that, you know, I was down at the Board of Supervisors meeting yesterday, and there were numerous speakers there, and it was the same cast of characters that show up to our council meetings and identify themselves as a San Bernardino resident when they speak. And yesterday, they were all Riverside County residents when they spoke.
Yeah.
So, you know, you really, it's up to individuals to you know, apply some critical thinking and, you know, be a little skeptical of what you hear. I mean, we all have a responsibility to filter the things that we read and hear, and you know, for the police department to respond to all of the nonsense, that would create
not
another job that I would have
no.
to staff
yeah.
to respond to nonsense all day.
But as the commission, there's got to be something we can do to try to help communicate things.
Well, yeah, and people,
but,
what
know,
can we do?
And I appreciate your incentive to want to do that, but really, that's not the commission's goal.
I think that's the city council's job.
It is. I don't disagree with
exactly.
That.
Yes. our job is when we have an organization that's put together and viable, that's when we go to work.
And to be perfectly clear, so I'm saying it's not the commission's role to respond.
No, it's not.
That it's not the commission's role to suggest.
Right.
It's a policy recommendation that you think the city should take a different approach in responding. That would be an appropriate role for the commission to make that type of recommendation. But as far as the commission itself responding, that's not the role of the commission. It's not your burden to have to deal with that, to have to deal with that noise.
On the social media, recently they talked about a big adoption thing that's supposed to be going on tomorrow. Is that true, and is it going on?
That is correct. That was a city publication on social media. If it's on the city's social media site, then it's something that's officially posted, officially sanctioned by the report. It's an officially sanctioned communication. But the responses and the replies and all that stuff, you know, you have to kind of filter.
Take with a grain of salt.
Personally, I don't even read that stuff, except when people bring it to my attention once in a while.
Yeah.
Well, and I know that the resources and the time that are used up responding to a lot of this, I do think eventually could be minimized if maybe there was a different method put forth. Maybe before these things spiral out of control.
As an example, there was a lie, propagated a few months back that an animal froze to death in our shelter.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
How do you proactively say,
well,
I mean,
I have kind of, I don't know. Usually, I see right as they're beginning. And that started on a thread where someone said, oh, it's because that shelter won't use blankets. That poor dog probably froze to death. So the moment that started, it turned into maybe 5, 6, 7, 10 comments later.
Sure.
It started to turn into, that dog froze to death?
Yeah, no, I understand. But there's a balance for us because on one hand, we do have a responsibility to correct misinformation when it really starts to take hold. But on the other hand, we're not going to sit online and bicker with people
and say, no, you're lying.
No. That's unbecoming
of a
police department.
No, that's not what I'm suggesting.
And unfortunately, people aren't going to believe you even when you say that. I had somebody tell me that the animal shelter was making money by selling dead dogs to be turned into dog food.
Oh,
and that they were selling the dog pelts to be made into fur coats. I said, that is absurd. I don't know anybody who makes dog food in that way, and nobody wants a dog fur coat.
I'm sure that woman still believes it, okay?
How did
you respond?
The rendering.
I told her she was
nuts.
I said, that's not true. But I'm sure she still believes it, so it's like you can't, where do you go?
The stories are all over the place.
Well, but the point is, I think that...
There has to be more. I'm just saying, I think there has to be more we can do to communicate things before they snowball.
Add to this conversation, we had three people at one point that were responsible for handling communications. I'm down to one, and I'm about to lose that person.
Right.
Or have to start sharing that person with other departments. So, like you say, we're in a cutting posture. I think there's a lot of misperception about what our capabilities are as, as a department, whether it be the police department at large or whether it be animal control. I mean, I get suggestions all the time, you guys should be doing this or should be doing that. They're all things I would love to do. But, I can't
do two jobs at once.
Well, I don't have the money to accomplish a lot of these things.
Sure.
There's many things that we would do more of or do better if we had the funding.
Sure.
We certainly, if we had the funding, these debates wouldn't take place because we would have a beautiful animal shelter,
right,
and I would have it fully staffed, and we would have a director,
right,
and it would be its own independent department with no police involvement.
Yep.
It all boils down to funding. This is a city that has gone bankrupt because it has a major revenue problem. We still have a major revenue problem. Unfortunately, we're not back in bankruptcy yet.
Yeah.
But we still have a major revenue problem. And,
mm-hmm.
and I think that the people that are in decision-making roles or even advisement roles need to get a real good grasp of our reality right now. And that is we have a major budget deficit And we are looking at trimming back every department in the city right now. So a lot of these conversations, and I'm not saying this one, but I'm just, whether it's a social media conversation, mm-hmm. whether it's a conversation at the speaker's podium, mm-hmm. in a city council meeting about all these things we should be doing, yeah, it's great. And in a perfect world, we would do a lot of those things. But it's just, unfortunately, not our reality.
You see any hope at all?
Sure, a positive gleam?
Sure,
right. You know, I haven't given up on the city. I've worked here a long time, and, you know, yeah, still forging ahead. But yeah. I have to be realistic every day with what I can accomplish as an individual and what what my staff can accomplish with the resources I have to give them.
Yeah. I was never even intending for that to be like, oh, put this on the staff. I was hoping it could be something we assisted with as the commission. But
yeah, and like I say, I think you kind of step outside the commission role when you do that. And please don't take that the wrong way, because I appreciate the intent of it. I really do.
No.
Actually, we cannot function until we have something to function with. So, because we'll all be asked, you know, what are you going to be doing? What is the commissioner? We won't know until.
Until we come to you with some type of plan.
Exactly.
Or what the next proposal is going to be for
yes.
how we move forward with the
sure.
shelter program.
Sure.
You're right. You guys have nothing to work
nothing.
With right now, and I
no.
have nothing to offer you at this particular meeting. And it's not to say that won't be different next month. But just today, you know, this is hot off the press.
Is it ever?
This decision by Riverside yesterday, and we're just not yet at a point to where there's much to discuss.
Has anybody looked into working with the county shelter?
Yes.
In terms of contracting
yes.
with them or something?
Yes,
Because
yes.
the last time I was there, which was like 2 months ago, mm-hmm. they were wide open with space.
Yeah, so their shelter is also, it's not in a lot better shape than ours. I know they have some
it's
issues
better.
Too. But they have told us that they don't have the capacity. They neither have the capacity or interest in working with us.
And you're talking DeVore.
Yeah, in
yeah.
DeVore. Yeah.
I would much rather see any of my dogs that get out. I would much rather see them go to Western Riverside.
Well, there's ways to work with DeVore. They have space. Maybe put people in there to work, our people, or whatever. And,
we work a lot with DeVore, too. I think their youth list is usually 18, 20 per day, even though they're able because there are a lot of rescues pull.
Right.
They're struggling as well. That's the only reason why I would say.
I know that they are an underfunded program, much like ours. Mm-hmm. And so that's my understanding is why they're just not in a position to work with us. Because they've got their own funding issues, and even in a contract arrangement where they would get a revenue from us, it still wouldn't create a scenario to where they could accommodate our needs.
No, I couldn't do it all. I was just thinking it might be partial. You know, I don't know how to make those decisions either.
Well, it would require willingness on their part, doesn't exist.
Were you shocked when you heard what you heard yesterday?
I was a little surprised. nothing shocks me.
I bet it doesn't.
Been there, done that.
but it really was something for all of us too.
Well, it's just a step back. So we'll reassess and we'll come up
with a plan. And of course, there'll be people with a positive attitude. Oh, that's good. We'll have another chance at it. But we don't know what's going to happen.
You know, everybody's got a perspective, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, the other thing that I wanted to bring to your attention as well today is that Adam is going to be, Adam Affronte, for those of you who haven't met him, has a lot of experience with animal control. He actually ran the operation several years back, so he knows a lot more about the workings of the operation than I do. But he's going to be stepping in for me for a while. We've shifted some responsibilities around in the police department right now, and I've taken some new responsibilities, and he's going to be taking over some of the animal service issues. So he'll be your liaison for the near future.
Mm-hmm. So we'll continue to meet monthly like we have. Well, who knows between now and then what might happen. Somebody might come up with $50 million and say, oh, well, you
should all start buying lottery tickets.
unless someone else had anything else, I wanted to ask one more question. But I did like the idea that Steve Miller brought up, because I think everything is so gloom and doom when it comes to the animal shelter. And it would be nice to put some kind of a positive something as we, you know, kind of sit in this uncertainty phase. Is there anything moving forward that the Animal Control Commission can do to help support that?
Yeah.
Do you really think, though, having a dog in those kennels for 6 weeks is healthy?
What do you mean?
It's been, as Dave mentioned, I, for those of you that don't remember me, I ran the shelter in basically Frank McCumber's spot for almost 4 years. And
I remember you.
So I'm very familiar with the organization. Yeah. And I absolutely hate euthanasia, but I understand its role and the unfortunate necessity of it. And I've seen those dogs, some dogs, not all, because they're like us, they're all different, but I've seen animals there for an extended period of time, and Steve's talking about, you know, a couple of times a week for 6 weeks, and I put my dog through a similar program, but my dog, as you had mentioned, my dog isn't confined to a kennel like that for 6 weeks.
Yeah, but he also said that they could be adopted out and come back to finish the
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I don't know that they would need to be kept there for 6 weeks, and I don't know that you can in terms of space.
True, both on the practical sense, but on the mental health sense for these poor animals.
Yeah,
you know, just, I don't know that that's that goal is something that we should be trying to obtain, is holding on, holding on to them for 6 weeks to get them through training.
Oh, because I didn't know. I didn't get that he wanted them held longer to do the program. I just thought he was suggesting that while they're there.
I don't think he was saying hold them longer. He was saying the program is 6 weeks. They could do it as inpatient, outpatient. Excuse me, I worked in hospitals.
Yeah.
But, you know, they stay there, maybe they get a week or one trainee or two trainings, are adopted with Hopeful, and they come back.
And if an animal.
I don't know about
does,
liability, that's the problem.
Does, oh, yeah, the liability would be huge on that. But if an animal does exhibit kennel anxiety because it's now pushing 2 or 3 weeks, but they've got 2 or 3 weeks invested in this dog, and we just need one more week or two more weeks, or I can see that would erupt.
I think there would have
in
to be
more hate emails and text messages.
There has to be
because,
some kind of program.
You know, it's going
to
be, we invested, you know, 2 weeks, 4 trainings in this animal, and now it's getting aggressive. They're not going to say that, but so, you know, the humane thing to do would be to euthanize that, or if there's space issues or whatever, but now we're the bad guys because they're investing in this and, you know, wanted to get this animal adopted and provided, you know, the, what do you say, 3 hours.
Right, I think it's kind of a moot point. We don't have the staff. We don't have the staff to accommodate that kind of
what
thing right
staffing
now.
Would
we don't have the staff to even accommodate rebuilding the volunteer program right now. So, you know, when we get to that point, then I think these will be appropriate conversations to have. But I think right now, you know, having that kind of conversation is for naught.
Yeah. Is there any modification of it just to have some positive something going on? Is there a modification of his idea that we could entertain? Where it might just be like, you know, that same dog.
I don't think we're in a position to accommodate it right now.
Yeah, because you'd have to have some kind of supervision, right?
Yes.
Is that why?
Yes.
Is that what you meant for the staff?
Yes. Everything that takes place down at that
shelter,
whether it occurs by a volunteer or whether
yeah.
or their employee, we own it. From a liability standpoint, we own it.
Yep.
So any volunteer program, we have to supervise, we have to vet the volunteer, we have to vet the program, the training, et cetera. There's a lot of time and investment that goes into that. So when we're struggling to barely keep the shelter itself, the basic functions operating, all of this other stuff is icing on the cake. Right now we can't even keep the cake together. So you know, like I say,
that would be like one employee.
When we get to that point, then we can. I think it's more appropriate to start talking about the details of a program like that. But we're not there.
Okay.
Have any council members come up with any ideas?
Well, it was only starting.
But they've been talking about it for quite some time.
They all have ideas.
Well, I'm sure they do, positive and negative. But. And each one is a separate one, of course. Their own ideas. Yeah.
This sounds like a trap that I'm not going to walk into.
We know, we watch.
Does anyone have anything else that they wanted to, or were you going to say something?
No, I'm good.
We've enjoyed working with you.
Likewise.
We wish, I'm sure that you're very relieved.
Well, it's, you know, it's still my responsibility.
I know it is, but.
Even if I'm not at the meeting, it's, so, there's no relief on my part.
Is this a temporary, or are you taking over for Captain Green for good, or?
It's.
Everything's temporary.
Yeah.
Life's temporary.
I don't know how long we'll be in our individual roles. Like I said, we have a very temporary management team right now. The whole city has temporary management team. We have more acting directors than we have directors.
So you're going to take the railroad tracks off, put the three little stars?
You know, that's the least of my concern right now. More concerned about getting the job done than status symbols.
Well, anyway, thank you for everything you've done for us and all the help you've given us.
You guys have put a lot of work in yourselves, and we all have the same goals.
Hopefully, and this gentleman will be fine.
I'll do my best.
Sure. You could just tell by the way he talks.
Sure.
I'm not complaining.
Without any other comments, would anyone like to call to adjourn? Or I call to adjourn?
I move we adjourn.
Yep. And I'll second.
Here, I stole yours.
We could have had coffee, I suppose, you know, donuts or something.
There's a policy recommendation.
That's right. We're not allowed to have food.